Okay, another time, which we have the story on tape, when I got interviewed by CHNO on Elm Street because of the cutoff of the picture from about 12:30 to 1:30 over the CKSO Super Tower, and I was interviewed by CHNO, and I dominated 8 minutes of the 15-minute newscast that morning. Not FBI, but the Royal Canadian Mounted Police got a hold of it, and other people got a hold of it, including our Air Force base out here, and I was invited out by phone by a captain when I have time to come out, when I'm on the right shift, and tell him who I am at the gate, and invited me in. This didn't take too long, all within the same week of me getting on the radio. So I get out there, and I get shown through the gate by a sergeant, and I get in, and there's a nice looking man, about 45 years old, captain, and he invites me to sit down, and I sit down at the desk, and I relate some of the things I've been doing and following up with UFO stories and things and staying out in the middle of the night. And he says, you believe in UFOs? And I said, oh, by all means. I said, I've seen enough. And he says, well, we do too. He says, denied generally by the press and by the government. He says, we're told to do this, he says, because of public panic. He says, that's as far as I can tell you. And he says, we know they're there. We've been tracking them with radar for many years. And he says, we don't know where they're from any more than you do. He says, that's about all I can tell you in this point in time. He says, it's too bad you're just a civilian. I didn't know what he was getting at the time. But he reached into his desk drawer and took out a beautiful picture. It was a blown up 35 millimeter picture. It looked like about 7x9. Nice picture. And he said, you know what these are? And this was an aerial view. And I said, well, it looks like three discs. I could see that they were silver and that they had these glazed sort of a colored center button part, you know, looking down on them. He said, well, we had three jets that were coming in for a landing from about 5 miles high at North Bay just a couple of weeks ago, a week or two ago. I don't know exactly when now because this is a few years back. And he says they reported down to base that as they were coming in, here was these three UFOs sitting right over the North Bay base. And this isn't the first time. They seem to have an interest in it. He says, so one of them turned on his nose camera and took movies. And this is one of the better shots from a long string of frames. And here was a beautiful picture of three UFOs. And he says, this, I can't elaborate or go and tell you too much. He said, except this is a picture just taken a couple of weeks ago. Three UFOs over our base, looking down at our Air Force base. And he says, the Americans have set up a system there that we had missiles for the defense of Canada. They were American armed, Canadian manned. A lot of people don't know that, but we had a missile base down at the North Bay base. This wasn't real public knowledge for quite a few years, except when it come to the point where it was going to be closed down. NORAD, safety defense system, and then they were going to dismantle. But we had a base in North Bay that would actually open up and fire rockets out. This was a part of our defense against Russia. And that's why the UFOs, I imagine, were interested in flying over this base and studying the setup there, as they would be on any earthbound type of thing. So this is another experience I've had in my life, talking to a real captain, seeing a real picture pulled out from a drawer and saying, this is not public knowledge, but it's Air Force knowledge that UFOs do exist. We've been tracking them since 43, 44. Right after the first atomic bomb experiment went off in the world, UFO activity picked up. He did tell me that much, you know. Up till that time, UFOs didn't seem to be around too much, except pilots did mention them when they were going over Germany bombing near the end part of the war. That would, they say, these strange silver discs, and the Germans would see them thinking they were ours, and we would see them thinking that they were theirs. And he did tell me that. He did elaborate that Air Force people, and they were told by the government at that time, well, it's okay to talk about this yourselves, but not to the general public. Not to say, after the war was over, that you've seen silver discs flying with no wings and no vapor trail or anything. So this was all kind of hush-hush.